is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program here. You may take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE. That would be the toll-free number, and that number is brought to you by SACL CAI. 855-450-FREE. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Johnny Ray.
Coming up, Johnny Ray's got an article about cuddling.
Sure, everybody loves it.
Apparently, some people love it more than others. We'll talk about that here in moments. Robert's on the line, though, in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Robert.
Hi, guys. How you doing tonight?
Hey, great. What's on your mind?
I'm sorry. I missed the opportunity to talk with Damo. I've seen a lot of his videos on YouTube. They're absolutely fantastic.
I apologize about that. I didn't realize you were looking to talk to Adamo. The call screening software did not indicate that to me, so I apologize. But
that's fine.
Go ahead with your thoughts anyway.
I wanted to share with him if he was aware of or if he has seen the new gun law bill from New York.
Well, I know that we're aware of it. You're talking about the one that restricts the bullets to 7 in a clip, or magazine, and does all manner of other various restrictions.
Yeah, well, part of that bill is that if anybody is in possession of ammunition or guns, it's a felony.
Yeah, I know they're going to have, is it a felony unless they're registered? Because they're forcing certain people with military-style features on their guns, as they're called, as I understand it, to register with the state. And then I think after a certain time frame, it will become a felony. But I could be wrong about that. Is that not your understanding?
Well, that was my understanding, was that it was going to be a felony for anybody. Hmm. I went ahead and I posted this on the Facebook website page, and it's a whole... big hoopla about how this all works and stuff like that. It's not good, that's for sure. Mm. But the good news about all of this is that there is an attorney over in New York that is filing a federal lawsuit against this. And once I find that, I'll be happy to put that up on the Facebook page once I find it.
Great. I appreciate you taking the time to do that here tonight. Now, I know that, Robert, you're living in Vermont, where guns are definitely one of the freest places to own guns as far as the government laws are concerned. You've got legal open carry, but also legal concealed carry without asking permission. Are there any rumblings of gun control coming to Vermont at all after the recent shootings?
I haven't seen anything. I mean, we're pretty laid back over here. I mean, if we were any more laid back, we'd be dead. But
I'm glad to hear about that.
I haven't heard anything or haven't seen anything online. I mean, you get the occasional, somebody breaks into a house or I think the biggest stint over here is DWIs is what the biggest stint is. But other than that, no.
Today in New Hampshire, I was at the State House. I was there to testify on a hemp bill, but turned out there were some other things that were interesting that were going on there as well, including a bill that would allow the superintendents of the various jails across the state to make a decision on their own that an individual should be able to go on work release rather than having to beg a judge every time they want to do that. So I actually spoke in favor of that. And then we were going to go and check out the Stand Your Ground bill, which they, a couple years ago, made it legal to, as I understand it, stand your ground if you're being attacked in some sort of place in which you have a right to be. So any public place, basically, or private place, which you have a right to be. You are legally able to stand your ground and use force to defend yourself. The proposal has been put on the table to repeal that. So there was a hearing about that proposed repealing today at the State House. We went, me and a few other activists, including Daryl Perry from FPP.cc, went down, stuck around for that, and we didn't go in because there was something like 200 people that had showed up for that thing. So we just figured, yeah, they got that covered. We went to a different committee hearing on a different piece of legislation at that time. But there was a huge amount of people. It was just a line of people, and most of them I didn't know. I mean, there were a lot of Free State Project participants that were there, but a lot of them were just, gun rights people. who's came out of the woodwork to oppose this this proposal?
I know that they have over here, you know, you can get some medical marijuana, and it's my understanding that Senator Sanders is trying to push, you know, for the legalization to be able to grow hemp over here, you know, for, you know, probably to make clothes or heating oil or whatever.
According to what was said today in the hearing on the hemp bill in New Hampshire, they said it's already legal in Vermont and Maine.
Okay, I missed that one then.
Maybe they misunderstood, but might be something you want to look into because it may have just taken effect or maybe rolling into effect and maybe fairly recent. Robert, thank you for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
You know, I don't know if this is a rumor or a conspiracy, but I had heard at one point in the past something about the potential of hemp plastic to replace silicon, like as a potential you know, substrate for circuit boards.
As I understand it, hemp is very useful for plastics. That's about all I know. I don't know about how useful or in what different manufacturing circumstances.
It just seems like there's just so many different options for, you know, hemp manufacturing.
Oh, yeah. And the sponsor of the bill in this case, Michael Garcia, brought in a basket full of hemp goods that he passed out to the subcommittee so they could, you know, get an idea for the variety of,
right,
you know, different products. I mean, he had everything from, you know, lotion to potato chips to hemp seed and, you know, all kinds of different. I didn't get to look at it real close, but I thought that was a nice move on his part. And then everyone who testified for this hemp bill was in favor of it. The only person who testified that was not in favor necessarily, but didn't necessarily oppose it, was the attorney general's person who they'd sent out. They sent out one of their attorneys, and she basically said, "We just want to let you know this is illegal federally." So they didn't even take a position on the bill, at least from my understanding of what they said.
Offered some advice.
Well, I mean, it seemed to be advice to try to scare them into not doing it. Like, that seemed to be the message. Well, it's illegal federally. Maybe you shouldn't do it. But she didn't actually say, we oppose the bill. And so maybe we'll see some hemp.
I have a feeling it's going to be legalized in all 50 states before it becomes legal federally.
It'll probably
just
be amusing.
True. Just, you know, it'll be illegal in every single state and still somehow illegal federally.
Johnson, what you were saying about the hemp being used to make plastics for substrates for circuit boards reminds me of some fruit juice that we used to sell at Ingalls Market in Asheville, North Carolina. I used to work in the produce department, and we had these fruit juices, and the bottles, the plastic bottles, were made from corn.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And I saw that, and I was amazed. And I didn't know the words at the time, but in my mind I was thinking the singularity is here.
Let's continue here.
Apparently, husks. It's husks that make good plastic.
Is that right? Corn husks?
Yeah, well, just husks in general. So hemp also has a husk.
Right, the hemp seed.
Yeah. No, not the seeds.
No?
It's apparently like the stalks. It's like the stalk husk of the... of the plant that makes for a good plastic, I guess.
Learn something new every night here on Free Talk Live. 855 450 free. Alton, I think it is. Yeah, Alton is in Maine listening to WEGP in Presque Isle. Hey, Alton.
How are you, sir?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
Just wanted to bring up the point where a lot of governments calling Social Security an entitlement, and it's something that we don't have an option as individuals in the government, individuals in this country to opt out of, and our employers are required to pay into it as well, and yet they're claiming that they need to do something about the quote-unquote entitlement program of Social Security, when that's actually when it was derived, as I understand it, that was to be a savings account. That was for us as a supplemental income for later in life. So if it's something that the government isn't physically putting their dollars into, I don't understand how they can rob from it legally. That is our money.
We can talk further about that. If you don't mind, we can hang on to you here and bring you back in moments. More with Alton, 855-450-FREE. Social Security, some questions about that, and it's a big issue for a lot of people.
For sure.
You probably shouldn't count on it being there for you when you retire. 855-450-FREE. We'll see more of what Alton has to say here in moments, and also take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Then coming up, Johnny Ray's going to talk about cuddling. It's Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up tonight, Johnny Ray will talk about cuddling and who likes cuddling more. We'll find out here in moments. 855-450-FREE, toll-free number with you, by the way. It's Ian here.
And Johnson.
And Johnny Ray.
All right, so we're going to continue with your phone calls, but also want to invite you over to freetalklive.com, where you can listen to the show online. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com. And you'll find live streams there. There are different size bit rates for different internet connection speeds, including broadband, midband, and as well as narrowband versions of the show. They're available
available around the clock, 24/7. The latest episode of Free Talk Live there at all times. Plus, our over 100 great radio stations that air the program at various different times throughout the week. Just added WGSO in New Orleans this week, which is really exciting. And we'll have a new station to announce on Saturday night as well. So go to listen.freetalklive.com. You can link to our list of radio stations there. Plus, our satellite listening choices include XM Satellite Radio, where we're found on two different XM stations every we're not on both stations every night of the week, but across the whole week, you can hear us every night of the week on XM. Plus, there's our free-to-air KU-band channel, which is available all across North America. And in addition to that, our webcam, as well as the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Go and get all those details at listen.freetalklive.com. Alton is back with us in Maine, listening to WEGP in Presque Isle. Now, Alton, you were asking some questions about Social Security. Can you just recap briefly for a moment there?
Yeah, just the fact that we're withheld money from all of our paychecks all our life for Social Security, and our employers are required to pay in a certain portion of that to our employment, and yet the government, for some reason, is calling this an entitlement program, and I'm not quite understanding that unless they're specifically talking about the folks that haven't worked long enough and have drawn from the system, and now they've expunged all the money that they've actually put in. At that point, wouldn't they go on a different program?
So I get your confusion, and I will I'll do my best to explain my understanding of Social Security. And please, gents, if I've got this wrong, jump in here. It's an entitlement program because they want you to feel like it's an entitlement program, but also because you didn't pay into an account. The money that you paid in, it's gone. And they never put it aside, not for a moment. It was used to pay for other things. There's no particular amount that is attached to you. They will pay you a certain amount of money, as I understand it, every single month once you get to the appropriate age. And it doesn't matter how much you paid in. You're going to get whatever you get from them. And that amount can change. The amount that they pay you is, you know, they're under no obligation to pay you any amount of money or, you know, pay you X versus Y. They will pay you what they deem appropriate to pay you. And you'll take it, and if you don't like it, too bad, because you're forced into the program, whether you like that or not. And, of course, the program can be eliminated or changed. The rules can be changed at any moment. They can raise the retirement age. They can lower the payout. They can increase the amount of money that they take from you. But ultimately, the whole thing's a scam.
Right. So it's basically a form of legalized theft.
Yeah, you could think of it that way. Absolutely. It's some would call it a Ponzi scheme. It's the most successful example of the Ponzi scheme out there. Are you familiar with the Ponzi scheme?
Yes.
So for listeners that aren't, the Ponzi scheme is was made famous by Charles Ponzi. I don't remember when it was the 20s or something like that. And the idea was that Ponzi would tell people they would get an absolutely stellar return on their investment, an unbelievable return. And usually when things sound too good to be true, they probably are. But what Ponzi had going for him was he had testimonials from people who were getting the payouts that he was promising. So it made it look like the program was working. And ultimately what he was doing was he kept approaching new clients and selling them on this idea of, hey, you give me this amount of money and we'll turn it around into X amount plus, you know, that amount plus X and or times X or whatever it was. And people would keep buying in. And as long as Ponzi could get more and more people to buy in over time, he was able to keep the scam going. But eventually, as the new clientele dried up, the money going into the program dried up, the payouts dried up, and then all of a sudden, the whole scheme falls in upon itself.
Yeah, and the people who came in at the bottom get screwed. Nothing.
Yeah, the people in the early end actually did get payouts, and they got what they were promised, which is why he was able to, you know, successfully pitch the program to folks, because he could just point to people who would say, oh yeah, it's working great for me, look at my check.
Just call it the modern day, you'd have to call it what, a Madoff scandal?
I'm honestly not that familiar. Was he doing a Ponzi scheme?
Yeah, pretty similar, Madoff? I think so.
So, I hope that helps, Alton. Anything else you wanted to share?
No, I appreciate talking with you guys. I enjoy listening to you every night on the way home.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can't count on it, Social Security. You can't count on anything from the government. They have no obligation to provide you with any service. They have ruled in their own Supreme Court, and we mentioned this time and time again, that they have no obligation to provide you with protection services. We know that much. Like, if you call the cops and they don't show up, you can't sue them for dereliction of duty. You can't sue them for, you know, breaking a contract. You didn't sign a contract. They have no duty to you. So if you, you know, you're forced to pay them, but they have no duty to you. It's the worst scam in the world. And that that lack of obligation also applies to everything else they do. They have no obligation to provide you with any services whatsoever. Anything they do provide you with is only being done to provide them with the aura of legitimacy that they need to continue running the scam. So they do cut you a check for Social Security because it wouldn't be in their interest to do otherwise at this point. But eventually they may have to dramatically lower the, you know, there are only certain things they can do to keep the program or the scam or the Ponzi scheme running as long as they want it to. It's got all kinds of unfunded liabilities, something in the range of $50 to $100 trillion over the next, I think it's 30 years or something like that. It's going to be unfundable as the baby boomers continue into retirement. There's just not enough bottom-level money going into the program. I think they're probably their easiest solution to save Social Security will be to just print money and, you know, inflate the currency. That way, when they're still, that way they'll be paying out, you know, $1,500 a month, but it won't buy anything.
Right.
I don't have the story in front of me, but I read today that that the U.S. Congress is considering just suspending the debt limit until May. So they're not going to have an argument about it. They're just going to ignore it, pretend it doesn't exist.
Why even pretend it exists in the first place?
I love the conversation on that too. We're not a deadbeat nation, you know. Like that's Obama's thing. Is like we're not deadbeats. So instead, what we're going to do is we're going to open a couple more credit cards. Mm-hmm. See, you know, it's like what? That's exactly what a deadbeat would do. We're gonna get some more credit cards to pay off our other credit cards. It's. What?
Except at some point, a real deadbeat, like an individual, would be cut off, right? At some point, somebody's right. Going to say, yeah, well, you're like, a bad risk.
Yeah, no, you are acting exactly like a deadbeat. It's just that you happen to be a government, so no one's going to tell you no until, you know, we go to war.
They're the deadbeat with guns, you know?
Right.
855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You can bring up whatever you would like. Take control of these airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. More coming up. Right.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable LiFO absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you would like, 855-450-FREE, whether you've comment on Social Security and the scam that it is, 855-450-FREE, or you want to talk about something completely different, you can do that here. And with you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Johnny Ray.
We're going to continue with your phone calls in moments. Want to also invite you to get signed up for our news updates. You can follow Free Talk Live in a few different ways. There's email, Twitter, Facebook, whichever one of those works best for you, or more than one if that's your preference. Go to news.freetalklive.com. You can sign up there, and of course, it's all totally free. Once again, that's news.freetalklive.com. And Twitter and Facebook are different from the email. Email will really only send you the critical news about the show. Twitter and Facebook, we do things during the show, so you'll get links to some of the show prep we might be talking about, maybe a question for you to throw your thoughts into on Facebook and or Twitter. So those are some of the other perks that you get there. News.freetalklive.com will get you signed up. So we're going to continue with your calls and your thoughts. Let's go to David, listening in Texas on the Amp Lines. Hey, David.
Hey, guys. I just did something quick, real quick, from that guy. You know, Obama, when he was a senator, you know, one of the things that he always talked about was that the whole debt was just horrible to just keep extending it all the time. But now, you know, I guess he's had a change of heart. You know, he's seen the light.
What?
he doesn't see debt. President Obama doesn't see debt as such a bad thing anymore.
Hmm.
Right, David?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I guess if someone changed his mind, or maybe he didn't actually believe it in the first place or whatever. But what I called about originally was last night somebody called at the end of the show talking about the new farm bill or whatever, and how the milk prices would go up if it wasn't passed. And I heard something a little while before that one of the reasons why that is because of some old legislation that never expired that mandated giving dairy farmers higher wages than what they would normally get. because I guess something from the depression or something. I don't know.
Extra farm subsidies is what I've heard. Is that the farms are being heavily subsidized. And, you know,
some farms, milk producers are supposedly receiving subsidies, but not all farms are taking
subsidies.
What's
interesting to me is I would actually bet that if all these subsidies are cut off, I bet that there might be a short-term spike in milk prices, and then we'll see the prices of milk dramatically drop.
I think you're probably right about that, because then they'd be competing in a marketplace where they'd be competing against soy milk and all the other varieties of, you know, put quotes around milk, the other stuff that's out there.
Right.
Because, you know, soy milk and those other things are more expensive than milk at the moment, but if all of a sudden milk shot up to $7 a gallon, then people would buy the alternatives.
There is no price difference that could get me to buy soy milk.
I don't know. But there are other things out there.
I've never been able to get into soy.
There are other things out there, though. There's like almond milk, and there's all a variety of different things.
My favorite. Or maybe that's it. Actually, maybe I've not had soy. Maybe I had almond. It's one of them that's just terrible.
I had rice milk. That was my favorite, but I'm given to understand that rice milk is the most sweetened milk substitute. It was good, though.
I didn't like it because of the sweetener, actually. I thought that they were all the artificial milks were too sweet and gross.
Ian, you were off sugar for a while. This was a couple years ago. I remember you saying that...
I don't think I've ever been off sugar.
I went off sugar for a time, and I lost a lot of weight. I went off sugar for a while.
And now you're back.
And now I'm back. Unfortunately.
I think you would stop drinking Mountain Dews or Pepsis or Coca-Cola.
No,
or
I stopped drinking soft drinks when I was 18 or 19.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I remember you saying that water tastes sweet.
Yes, it does. Well, it depends on how I guess it probably depends on the water, but also depends on how thirsty I am.
I had a Mountain Dew once on a blazingly hot day, and I'd been working that day out in the sun, and that was the best... like liquid that I had ever put in my mouth. It was cold, and it was...
The Mountain Dew was?
Yeah.
David, other thoughts on the farm subsidies?
Well, just in the comment, you know, all mammals make milk. It's just, you know, current policy makes cows very popular to farm and, you know, to get dairy from.
No doubt. Thanks for the call tonight, man. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-453.
That's a good point, too, yeah. It wouldn't just have to be the almond
milk
and soy milk, but it could be, you know, other animals.
Yeah, I've heard there's goat milk.
I think we've talked in the past, you know, that there is actually a market out there for people who want human milk, which is a little strange.
Yeah, there probably would be a market for that.
Well, there's that whole ice cream thing that was going around with the, there was a story not too long ago about...
Human milk ice cream?
Yeah, human milk ice cream, and the government was cracking down on it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I had not heard about that story.
Yeah. There's some place
that sounds really hard to make. I mean, how
California
much?
Or something? I don't know that they were where it was in demand.
I guess so. It's probably really
expensive.
The freezing
process. You know, the whole talk about is the freezing process. There's no risk of germs or, you know, whatever. I don't know. But.
How much? I mean, I've never had a baby, so I don't know like how much the average woman's breasts can excrete at any given.
Seem like it would be challenging to make a good enough amount of.
Be a pretty pricey product.
Unless it's maybe it's like a mix.
Just gotta get a good team together.
You mean like 25% human milk?
Sure, yeah. But, you know, there was a comment that I wanted to make because we were talking about the Social Security thing before, and, you know, I was talking about, you know, Obama and this whole we're not a dead meat nation, even though we're going to act exactly like a deadbeat. And when I think about it, you know, you said, you made the comment that it's a deadbeat with guns. And really, that just extends the analogy of the government being like a mafia. Because, you know, really, it's like a deadbeat mafioso, you know, deadbeat mafia. Think about what would happen if you have these guys who are living outside of the law and they owe one another. What happens? It's a war, you know, and that's exactly what will happen, you know, with these kinds of debt situations, is that at some point someone's going to come to collect. You know, and yes, there is a certain amount of, you know, okay, you're doing trade, and that's important, and that's going to prevent the violence from breaking out. But at some point, there's going to come a time where the value is going to be, you know, more beneficial to just you know, take out the opponent than it is to, you know, benefit from the trade.
Well, I don't know.
Find other trading partners. It's exactly like it would work if it was, you know, mafia.
I don't know how that applies to Social Security. I mean, I get your point, but I'm not sure how that analogy particularly applies to Social Security.
Well,
I mean, when it gets to the point, they're just going to screw people.
Well, I'm just saying is that there's so much unfunded liability. If you ever look, there's like some infographics. I think if you probably look up unfunded liability and infographic, you'll find these graphics where it shows how much unfunded liability how many unfunded liabilities there are from our government right now with all the different, you know, socialist programs that we have going on that, I mean, essentially it's the side, the towers of money. If you had $100 bills stacked, you would have the trade towers stacked in $100 bills. Like you would be able to fill a box, you know, two boxes shaped like the World Trade Towers full of money.
For the unfunded liabilities.
For the unfunded liabilities. Which is unbelievable amounts of money.
According to Wikipedia, by dollars paid, the U.S. Social Security program is the largest government program in the world and the single greatest expenditure in the federal budget, with 20.8% for Social Security compared to 20.5% for discretionary defense.
Wow. Wow, I didn't realize that was the case about Social Security.
Yeah, Simon Black is one of these. He's sort of a sovereign man, an international diversifier.
Isn't he the stateless man, or is that somebody else?
No, don't think so. But he's probably got multiple passports.
Gotcha.
Multiple citizenships. I think he lives in Chile, but he travels mostly. I don't have all my facts straight, but he has made the point a couple of times that total government expenditures don't even cover non-discretionary spending like Social Security, plus interest on the debt. So if the United States were to just eliminate all discretionary spending, including the entire basically U.S. military and everything we think of as the government, we still wouldn't have enough money
to pay the debt.
To make up the shortfall in our spending. And
855, 450 free. However, you use the terms we and our, and I'm out of this. I don't have anything to do with what they do. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibes. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius sent his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibes. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features, and corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from Mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and a clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Land in Buenos Aires, then a shuttle to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. one-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Way is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here tonight. Coming up, we will talk about cuddling. And then maybe Johnson's got some information about relationships or actually online dating sites we'll talk about, or at least one in particular, and sure, an experiment that that was run there. 855-450-FREE is, again, the toll-free number here tonight, the number brought to you by SACL, C-A-I. Now, the Bitcoin, Johnny Ray, I know that you've been buying Bitcoins on a weekly basis with about a 10% portion of your paycheck, which I think is a pretty smart idea. I'm sure you have been watching the price of the Bitcoin.
I looked at it today. I didn't look at it yesterday. There has been a jump in the past 2 days.
Big time.
Today I was looking at stories for the show, and I saw a story about the debt ceiling, and the Republicans. Maybe it was not specifically the Republicans, just the U.S. House, the U.S. Senate, some U.S. legislative body wanted to simply suspend the debt ceiling and just ignore it until about May.
Why not? It's not like they care about it anyway. I mean, they always raise the thing. So what's the difference between raising it every year and ignoring it? What's the effective difference?
So whenever I read a story like that, some harbinger of a currency apocalypse, I always go to Bitcoin charts. Mm-hmm. And I saw that Bitcoin's went up, I don't know, 16% in a couple of days.
I'm
they
looking
went from
at
like $14 or $15 to $17.
That's true. In fact, it was this morning, apparently around 8 o'clock Eastern time, when it jumped dramatically from 1680-something to 17.4. I mean, it shot up. And
it was 15-something over the weekend.
Yeah. And it wasn't, you know, it wasn't long ago that it was 14, and this summer it was below 10. It was like 6 at the early point of the summer. It's incredible. Anyway, you can learn more about Bitcoins over at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. There's some useful links there that will help you get in a concept of what this is, because the sooner you figure it out, the better off I think you'll probably be. Now, obviously, there's no guaranteeing the future. Maybe they'll go down tomorrow. Who knows? But it's exciting to me because Bitcoins are a decentralized currency, which means that there is no government in charge. There's no corporation that's printing this out. Bitcoin is a concept. It's an idea. It is a thing in the digital universe, but it's not a corporation. It's not a company. There's nobody that is in control of Bitcoin except for everyone, because it's an open source project. So anybody can get involved in making Bitcoin better. If you've got the programming chops to do that, that, you can again go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. You'll find the tip jar address there if you want to throw something, if you've got some bitcoins, and we'll tell you how to get them later in the show. But if you want to throw them into our tip jar, you're welcome to do that. Again, bitcoin.freetalklive.com. And if you're a business owner or a you're operating a charity, you want to know how to accept bitcoins and turn them into cash and make it easy for you, bitpay.com can help you with that. Go to bitpay.com to learn more about how to get started there. It's pretty simple, and they keep it easy for you. So, 855-453, again, the toll-free number here tonight. A little bit more on the debt ceiling. You were showing us, Johnson, during the break, a video, and I will make sure I link to this on our Facebook and Twitter. So don't let me forget that. But this video is a representation. You were talking about how you saw some infographic about how the debt ceiling, when stacked up, is bigger than the World Trade Center.
I think we could probably give out the site because it's easy enough to remember.
Yeah, I do want to give it out, but I'll also link to it over on Twitter and Facebook. It's Demonocracy?
Yeah, demonocracy.info.
.info. And what they put up there, you had just seen this for the first time during the break, is a video.
Right. Never seen it as a video before. Only seen as a static infographic. And the video is striking because it's a little bit different, too. The infographic I'd seen was the unfunded liabilities, which you can see. I think the graphic is titled U.S. Debt or something like that. And then now the video is talking about the entire $16 trillion, plus in U.S. debt. And
they start at like a stack of $100,000 or $10,000 to show you what that looks like, and then they take it to $100,000, and then they take it to $1 million, and then they take it to $1 billion, and then $1 trillion, and then they show you the current U.S. debt, and it just kind of gets bigger and bigger.
Yeah, it actually starts with just a single $100 bill.
Yeah.
And then, it goes from there.
It's
amazing because the other thing is I don't think most people really understand how much money can fit in such a small space. Like, most people don't think, you can fit $10,000 in, a stack that you can put in your pocket,
Sure.
Easily. Very, very easily.
Don't have, $10,000 sitting in the bank account. They can't conceptualize it. It's hard for the average person to conceptualize $10,000, let alone $1 trillion. Right. And that's what this video really helps you do, is visualize what $1 trillion really is and then what $16 trillion is.
Right. I mean, it's interesting to go from, to really think about the fact that it's like, it's really only 100 pieces of paper. It's $10,000, right? Mm-hmm. It's only 100 pieces of paper. But when you look at $16 trillion, it's towers that surround the entire Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, towering buildings full of made of money, basically.
And when you think about the fact that a stack of $10,000 is, this tiny little thing you can roll and put in your pocket, it's like, oh my God. You start to realize how just what a mess we're in, and I don't like to say, the whole we thing, but
yeah, it's not my debt. I didn't sign up for it. I don't owe that money, and you don't either.
But it's still going to affect you, at some point. If our economy in the entire United States goes down the tank, swirls the drain.
Obviously, that's going to affect people, but there could be a way to help lighten the impact, right?
Sure.
So we could have alternative currencies, and we do have alternative currencies.
I don't know how
Bitcoin.
Much that's going to save us if all the food producers, go belly up.
This is one of the common, doomsday scenarios.
I don't really believe that, but I do think that it's...
People are going to want to eat. Right, people are going to want to eat, and so there's going to be market demand for that. It's going to, even if it takes the black market to bring food to people, it's going to happen.
Right.
So I don't really worry myself about that, and all we can really do is best prepare ourselves for it. So by having alternative currencies like silver, gold, Bitcoin, that you can put your value in to where if there is some sort of or when there is some sort of financial collapse of the U.S. dollar. If you don't have many U.S. dollars, then it won't affect you that much at that point. And really, all you can really do is take care of yourself and prepare yourself as best as possible for that. Obviously, you shouldn't divest yourself completely of Federal Reserve notes because they're useful. But as they become less useful, then hopefully the alternative currencies will become more valuable. And we're certainly seeing Bitcoin become more valuable over time. And one of the things that's interesting about Bitcoin as compared to silver and gold, is that we know that the banks, for instance, have had this at least from what I from what we've been told, this scam where they've been selling silver and gold on paper to people that they don't actually have in a vault somewhere. They'll have, you know, a tenth of the amount of or a hundredth of the amount of paper that they've sold actually in silver and gold. And then when people want to actually get their hands on the silver and gold that they supposedly own, all of a sudden it takes the banks a long time to come up with it. Well, what's going on there? Some suggest they don't have the gold and they need to figure out a way to get it and then finally deliver it to their customer. With Bitcoin, the banks don't have any control over this. And so some could argue that Bitcoin is more susceptible to swings in the marketplace. Like if somebody buys a lot of Bitcoin, the price is going to go up. And that's certainly true. But I think Bitcoin is probably one of the least manipulated or the least manipulable currencies, as least far as the traditional bankers are concerned.
I read an interesting article the other day about actually that one of the weak points of Bitcoin is really in regards to the exchanges. And that if the government or some, you know, other organization, even hackers, are going to affect Bitcoin, it's going to be by attacking the exchanges.
For sure.
Or trying to take, you know, or doing seizures or something of the computers of the exchanges. And what's really interesting is that, you know, that's the last big sort of hit that Bitcoin took was when Mt. Gox was hacked, you know, a couple of years ago now. And
been that long?
I think so. It's been two
at
years,
least a year,
right?
Yeah.
I think it's been almost a year and a half, right?
Mm-hmm.
A little over.
Johnson, were you reading the story about Ripple?
I don't know if it was about Ripple or not, but there's discussion. I don't think so because Ripple is a donation, right? What I was reading about was there are some people working on creating a distributed exchange.
Mm.
Somehow, and using
some
the
sort
actual
of decentralized exchange.
Yeah, decentralized exchange that actually uses the technology that's already built into the Bitcoin network in order to run an exchange.
Sounds exciting.
Yeah, so, I mean, if that would happen, I mean, it's game over for all traditional currencies. I mean, because once you have a distributed exchange, and then you also have the credit cards that interact, you know, with regular credit cards, I mean...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's on...
More coming up, and that's one of the exciting things about Bitcoin is that there's just all this development that can happen because nobody has to ask permission. You don't have to buy licensing rights or anything like that. You just put it in development and put it out there and see what the market thinks about it. And some of them don't work out. More coming up. You can take control. Hour 3 is next. Bring up anything. 855-453-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
In every age, a technology is created that bends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.